Here's a thought about the subject of the story. I'll bet if we looked back in your Lightroom catalog, you could pick any image at random and tell me a story about it. You could tell me where you were and maybe who you were with and what the weather was and why you were there and what you saw in this subject that you wanted to make a photograph of it, etc. There's a story with every image. But is that the story we should be telling as a part of the artwork? Well, maybe, sometimes, but I would propose that generally speaking, that sort of diaristic story of you and the process of making the photograph is not going to be of much interest to anybody else. Fascinating to all of us, as we recall our own personal stories because of that diary aspect. But that's not the story that should be told to captivate people who look at your images. When I interviewed Maury Kamhai about his book, The Jews of Greece, he flipped through the book and paused every now and again and told a story about the photograph on that page. But the stories were never about the process of photographing them, about what camera or lens or f-stop or how he got them to pose in a certain kind of light, or none of that was a part of the story. He would tell something about the people as he had gotten to know them, about their personality, about their likes and dislikes and their history, etc. It was a story that enveloped us into the photograph in a way that made the photograph more interesting. That's what the subject of the story should be. Not you as a photographer and not your process of making the photograph. Of course, there are exceptions, but those exceptions are rare.